Shalom Aleichem for Erev Shabbat Yitro. Mishneh Yomi is in chapter 8 of Ketuvot, Mishneh 8. In this chapter, we've been discussing ramifications of dowry, a wife inheriting property while she's married. And then yesterday, we got on the subject of the Ketuvah of a Yavam. Recall, a Yavam is a widow who is married by the brother of her deceased husband in Yibum. And yesterday, we said she's exactly like a regular marriage, except her Ketuvah is on the property of the first brother. Now Mishnah Chet elaborates on this. Lo yomar lo, the Yavam cannot tell the Yavama, Hare ketuvotich munachat al shulchan. Look, your ketuvah is on the table. What this means is he can't set up a specific property or a specific asset that will be used to pay your ketuvah. The Mishnah continues, Eila, rather, what's the reality, the legal situation? Kol nechosav acharayin the ketuvota. All of the properties that the deceased brother has given to the Yavam, they are leaned to her ketuvah. So the Yavam cannot actually liquidate any of the assets he inherited from the original husband, his brother, because every one of these assets has a mortgage on it to pay the ketuvah of the Yavama should that second marriage end. V'chein, the Mishnah adds, and also lo yomar adam le'ishto. A man may not say to his wife in any event, not just in Yibam, Harei ketuvotich menachat al shulchan. Behold, your ketuvah is on the table, meaning I set up a specific bank account, a specific field, a certain asset from which you may collect your ketuvah, but everything else is off limits. A man can't do that. Eila, rather, what's the legal situation? Kol nechosav acharayin the ketuvata. All of his assets are under a lien to her ketuvah. Now, in the case of a regular marriage, a man is certainly permitted to sell his assets or his fields, but if he sells real estate, then there is actually a mortgage on whatever real estate he sells to pay the ketuvah of the wife. So then if he passes away and there's no liquid assets, no metaltalin that she can collect her ketuvah from, she can actually go after the purchasers of her late husband's fields and recover her ketuvah money. Now the Mishnah turns back to the Yibam situation. Gersha, if the Yavam then divorces the Yavama after they're married in Yibam, ein lo ela ketuvata. She has only her ketuvah, meaning after she collects her ketuvah from the assets of the original husband, the deceased brother, the surviving brother has permission to sell all the other assets. Hechazira, what if the Yavam then remarried the Yavama? Harei ki hi kechol nashim. It's just like a regular marriage. Ein lo ela ketuvata bilvad. She has only her ketuvah rights. The Gemara explains in a case where they had gotten divorced, but he hadn't yet paid the ketuvah. So now in the second marriage, the remarriage, her ketuvah obligation, again, is only from the assets of the original husband, the deceased brother of the Yavam. Mazel tov, let's go on to chapter 9. Hakotiv le'ishto. A man writes a legal document to his wife, and it says, Din udvarim ein li b'nechsayich. I have no legal case or words regarding your property. So this husband is renouncing in some way his rights to the nichsei melug, the dowry properties that his wife brings into the marriage. So Mishnah says, what effect does this have? Hareze ochel perot b'chayecha. He can still eat the fruits while she's alive. Vimeta, and if she passes away before the husband, yorsha, he actually inherits these properties. Imken, if so, the Mishnah asks, lama katavla. So why is he writing her this note, Dina Devarim Elim Nechasayach, that I have no legal claim on your properties? What is the effect? She machrav natna kayem. If she sells it or gives it away, this is a valid transaction. Now, we learned in the last chapter, if she gets property, at least while she's married, and a woman sells it or gives it away, then the husband can go after the purchaser, at least to get the fruits, to get the peirot, which he was entitled to, since he had the legal rights of the peirots. She wasn't supposed to sell it. So in this case, he is allowing her to actually sell it. Now the Mishnah turns to a more elaborate statement. Kotovlov, he wrote to her, Dina devarim ein li b'nechasayich uveferotehen. I don't have a claim either on your property or their payrot, their produce. Hareze eino ochel peirot b'chayecha. Now the husband cannot eat the payrot or the literal fruits or the profits from her assets. V'meitza yorsha, but if she dies before he does, he still inherits them. Rabbi Yehuda adds to this, le'olam ochel peirot, but he could still eat the fruits of the fruits, meaning if the wife had dowry properties, nichsei malug, and they had a nice harvest, and then she sold it and reinvested that in other assets or other properties, so that he could eat the peirot from the second level. So he can continue doing things al sheyichtov lo, unless he writes to her something even more specific. Din devarim ein li b'nechasayich, I don't have a claim on your properties, b'peirotehin, their produce, u'b'peirei peirotehin od olam, and the produce of their produce forever, meaning any step removed. Finally, the Mishnah adds, this case, kotov lo, he wrote for her, din the devarim ein li b'nechasayich, have no claim on your property, b'peirotehin, their produce or profits, b'peirei peirotehin, b'chayecha of motecha, whether you're alive or you've passed away, Enu ochel per barecha, he can no longer eat any of the produce or the reinvested profits. Imeta ena yosha, and if she passes away before he does, he doesn't even inherit the nichsei malug properties. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, now he disagrees. Rabban Shimon says, im meta yoshena, even if he wrote such a detailed clause, when she passes away before the husband, he still inherits the dowry properties. Mipnei shehitna o moshe kasu b'torah. Because his condition, that final condition about Yerusha, about inheriting the land, goes against what's written in the Torah. V'chol ha-matnei al-mashkadu b'Torah, anyone who makes a stipulation, a condition against what's written in the Torah, t'nau batal. It's mevatal, that condition. So in this case, he wouldn't be allowed to eat the peirut, the profits, but if the wife predeceases the husband, he would actually inherit. And the Bar Nura brings that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel has a pasuk to back him up that makes it sound like inheritance of a husband from a wife is actually deraisa, a biblical level, but he says that's actually not the case. It's really rabbinic, but the halacha is like him anyway, because chochamim asu l'chizuk kishel Torah, because the sages, they made this rabbinical level interest, the obligations between a husband and a wife, as we've been discussing ketuvah, they're rabbinical, but they made them extremely strong. So it's as if he has a biblical right to inherit her. Yashar kochachem, good Shabbos.